Welcome, everyone. Next talk is about loanwords, agriculture, and WebAssembly. Andre, the show is yours.
Thank you. Welcome to a strangely titled session. Bear with me. My name is Andre, and I'm from South America. Anyone else from South America here? So it was a big move for me to come to Europe. I came here about a year ago. And it's surprisingly easy to get adjusted with, oops. Bank vault and things are closing so that I won't be able to leave. So moving here, it was surprisingly easy to get used to the good stuff. But I've been longing for something from home as well. And I've been feeling what we Brazilians call saudade. Saudade is something that's really hard to translate into English. It's like when you miss something or you're longing for something, like that childhood recipe of your grandmother or the place that you used to play. It's not a sad feeling, but it's something that you've been longing for. And something, it's a sentiment that's typically Brazilian. You have the same word in Portuguese from Portugal and in Galician, but they don't mean exactly the same thing. Some Galician friends of mine tell me that saudade in their language is only from Galicia, because many Galicians were expelled from Galicia during the dictatorship. But the thing that I want to tell here is about language and expressiveness. It's hard for me to convey what saudade means, because I'm thinking in another language. Who here has a primary language that is different than English? Do you have sometimes trouble conveying what you are thinking in English? It's not that English is a bad language. It's just that sometimes it cannot fully express what you want. Or sometimes it can, but it's more verbose or less verbose. And to be honest, it's the same thing with programming languages as well. For example, who among us is a web developer doing JavaScript? Do you like, for example, your promises? Yeah, they're a neat thing, right? Lisp had them in the 80s. So, Lisp people were doing futures, as they used to call, 30 years ago. Now we all, web people, are thinking in terms of promises. But that's recent. We would not think of like that a couple years ago. But that was already available to the world. Things like, for example, generators and coroutines. That stuff has been around in the 80s. Async and await has came to C#, a major language, what, 7, 10 years before it came to JavaScript? I think it's 2003 that C# got async and await. ES2015 had async and await, which means that C# people were already programming in an imperative manner, but with asynchronous stuff. But it's not only about features. It's also about what's the best language to reason about something. If you have relational data, SQL is really handy. Try figuring out on a gazillion relational tables what you should be doing using assembly for MIPS. You probably can do it, but it will not be pleasant. So one of the takeaways for today is that different languages have different expressive powers. Keep that in mind as I take you to a different side of the tour now. Talking about, like, I'm from Brazil. We were a colony for a long time. And in the language of the colonizers, this was called progress. This is a plantation. It goes as far as the eye can see. It sometimes just ends because of the curvature of the world, you know. And in this case there, I have no idea what they're planting. But it's in Brazil, it's common to have soy or sugarcane. Who here never saw a plantation before? Live. Yeah. So, still a plantation. And the thing about plantation is, it's very, very, very good for whoever owns it. They can sell it. But plantations are not really good. Plantations lead to soil degradation. You go so intensive with some culture there, so intensive. And each plant will draw in from the earth different nutrients and stuff. It's not like the same, like, oh, all plants survive on the same shit. That's not how it actually works. And in the end, that soil won't serve for nothing. And the communities that live around this place, they cannot survive on what the plantation produces. You cannot survive on soy alone. You need something else. Plantations are not good for communities. They are only good for whoever owns them. But that's not the way to do a healthy community. This is something that you probably haven't seen, but my two friends from South America might have seen. It's a milpa. Milpas, as I understand them, were perfected by the Mayan. And the Mayan, pre-contact civilization that lasted before the contact, during contact, and there's still Mayan people around. They're not like, oh, they're gone. No, they're there. Their food is amazing. Milpas are a blend. You plant different cultures in the same spot so that they complement each other. Like one plant has a byproduct like nitrogen that's used by the other plant, which means that Mayan milpas that are like 2,000 years old and no one tending them because flu and syphilis and pox killed everyone, they are still fertile today. If you spend 10 years on a plantation in Brazil, that soil is no longer fertile. Milpas, without no one tending, still fertile. And you are thinking, what does this shit have to do with WebAssembly? But now that we understand that milpas and diversity are important for an ecosystem, I want to tell you that milpas are awesome. It might be the first time you're seeing this. Go search for milpas. And you can do indoor milpas at your place. Indoor farming, the only way to survive the zombie apocalypse.